Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. The market's record-setting streak is officially over. What happened out there today?
It was a classic case of the generals leading the retreat. The mega caps, which had been carrying this market, finally saw some sustained pressure. We started the day okay, but a midday sell-off hit, and breadth completely flipped negative.
So the selling was broad? I saw decliners were outpacing advancers on both the NYSE and NASDAQ.
That's right. By the close, 7 of the 11 S&P sectors were in the red. The selling was widespread, but it wasn't a total washout. There were definitely pockets of strength, if you knew where to look.
Okay, let's break that down. Where was the pain, and where was the opportunity?
The biggest loser was the materials sector, down about 1.6%. That was almost entirely due to Freeport-McMoRan, which just got slammed. The stock dropped nearly 17% after cutting its sales guidance because of an incident at one of its mines.
Ouch! And I assume the tech and communication sectors felt that megacap weakness directly?
Absolutely. They were the next worst performers. You saw it in names like Micron, which sold off almost 3%. Now, this is the interesting part. It sold off despite a fantastic earnings report, a beat and raise. It's a classic sell-the-news reaction.
That seems counterintuitive. A great report, but the stock falls?
It happens when expectations are sky high. And with Fed Chair Powell's recent comments about stocks being fairly highly valued, traders are quick to take profits. Even Oracle, which announced a massive AI data center expansion with OpenAI and SoftBank, couldn't catch a bid and finished down.
So the AI hype is fading.
Not fading, but the market is getting much more selective. Look at Intel. It bucked the trend and jumped over 6% on a report that Apple might be pursuing an investment. And the biggest AI story of the day was Alibaba.
Right. They announced a massive $53 billion investment in AI and cloud infrastructure. The stock rocketed up over 8%.
Exactly. That's an ambitious but necessary move to compete globally. Their AI product revenue has seen triple-digit growth for 8 straight quarters, so the market will reward a credible, long-term AI strategy. But it's not giving a free pass to every headline anymore.
Okay, so let's shift to the bright spots. Where did money flow today?
Energy was the clear leader, up over 1.2%, as crude oil jumped 2.5% to settle at $65 a barrel. We also saw some defensive rotation into utilities, which gained about 0.7%.
And surprisingly, consumer discretionary was also a winner.
That was almost all thanks to Tesla, which had a monster day, up nearly 4%. That single-handedly pulled the whole sector into the green. The sector also got an early boost from a surprisingly strong new home sales report, which came in way above expectations.
So putting it all together, we have megacap weakness, selective AI enthusiasm, and rotation into energy and defensives. What's the big takeaway for tomorrow?
The key is to follow the strength and avoid the weakness. The analysis is clear. Focus on swing setups in sectors with confirmed momentum, like defense, industrials, and energy. The megacap tech and discretionary names are showing distribution and profit-taking, so I'd be cautious about chasing them right now.
Let's get tactical then. What specific setups are you watching?
I'm looking at the continuation list. The late-day action in specialty retail was very constructive. Both ULTA and Lululemon grinded higher into the close on expanding volume. That's a powerful signal for short-term continuation.
What are the levels on a name like ULTA?
For ULTA, it built a great base and closed right near its session high around 535. I'm watching for a potential pullback to the 533 to 534 area for an entry. If it holds, the first target is 537, with a potential stretch to the 540 psychological level.
And what about something with a little more beta? I saw some crypto-linked stocks on the list.
Yes, names like CAN and BTCS showed that classic risk-on microstructure. Higher highs into the close, with volume building into the bell. It's a bullish sign, but you have to manage the risk. These names are highly correlated to Bitcoin. If Bitcoin rolls over, these setups will fail fast. For CAN, a stop below 86 cents is crucial.
Got it. So, zooming back out to the indices, what are the key levels for the S&P 500?
We're looking at resistance right around 670 for the SPY. A key detail is that this recent push toward the highs has been on declining volume. That suggests buying exhaustion and adds to our cautiously bullish stance. The support to watch is down in the 650 region, where we saw accumulation before.
So the final word for traders heading into the next session?
Be nimble. The market is showing signs of caution under the surface. Don't fight the rotation. Follow the money into the strong sectors. Be very selective with your entries and honor your stops. With the PCE inflation report coming on Friday, we could see some chop until then.
Excellent insights. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep.